Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Most folks work hard to make a living, while a few others work smart instead. And a young man named Jack is always working smart rather than working hard, with good things always coming to him in the end. You're listening to Mountain Lore, Tales from Appalachia. Gina, we have a Jack tale for you today.
That Jack, he sure is busy.
He's busy, he's clever, he's sneaky, he's lazy. But you know what? He always wins in the end.
He's a popular guy.
He is the most popular guy, to hear him tell it. So you ready for a Jack tale?
Well, I'm ready.
All right. Now, it happened once that old Jack was down on his luck, and so he decided to go out looking for work. Now, Jack didn't like to work much, but he figured it's better than starving. So he put his beat-up old hat on his head and set off down the road and soon came to an old mill. The miller was standing outside, and Jack asked him if he had any work to give him.
"Well, yeah, I do," said the miller. "I need someone to tend the mill and grind the corn. You work for me, and I'll pay you fair and give you board and let you sleep in the mill. But there's something I want to tell you. There's haunting going on in that mill, and nobody who's worked for me has lived past the first night they stayed there."
Well, Jack took a look at the mill. It was a fine big stone building with plenty of glass windows that looked cozy and dry and like a good place to set up home for some time.
"I reckon I can handle any haunts," said Jack. "I don't get scared much. There ain't no haunt that's worse than being dead hungry and out of a job."
And so the miller gave Jack the keys to the mill and let him get started. Pretty soon after that, an old man with a long beard carrying a big bag of corn over his shoulder walked up the road.
"Hello, Jack," said the old man.
"Hello there," said Jack. "I don't believe I've ever seen you before."
"No, I'm a stranger."
"Then how's it happen you know my name?"
"I knowed you time I saw you. I was wondering if you'd grind this corn for me."
And so Jack took the corn into the mill and ground it real fine for the old man. And the old man took his bag of meal and said to Jack,
"You've been so kind and helpful, Jack. I want to give you a present. Take this here knife made out of silver. It's real sharp. It'll cut real fine."
And so the man set off back down the road, and Jack busied himself tidying up the mill and making it into a home. Well, as the evening drew on, the miller came to the door with a hunk of meat and a big bag of pone for Jack's supper. Well, the miller told him that he reckoned any man deserved a fine last meal, so he set down that food and set off back to his house. Jack built himself a fire, cooked the meat into a nice stew, and set in to settle down for the night. As Jack sat there eating his stew, he saw something out of the corner of his eye. A big black cat walked into the room. Well, Jack didn't pay it no mind, but then another cat came in, and then another. And soon there were 12 big black cats, each one bigger than the last, sitting around the room and staring at old Jack.
Hmm.
Now, Jack was a little nervous about this, but he figured there was nothing to be scared of from a bunch of cats. Then the biggest, blackest cat of all walked right up to Jack. It looked up and down at Jack and then spoke to him.
"Sop, doll, sop,"
said the cat. And it stuck its paw right in Jack's stew to sop up the juices and started licking that tasty meat right off its paw. Now, Jack was a little surprised at this, but he looked right back at that cat and said, "You do that again, and I'll cut that doll right off." The cat didn't seem to care much. It looked up and down all over Jack again and then cast its bright green eyes right on that bowl.
"Sop, doll, sop,"
said the cat, and stuck its paw right in the bowl again. So Jack whipped out that silver knife the old man had given him and cut that doll right off. When he did this, that cat let out a yowl, and all the other cats started yowling, and they all ran right out into the night. Jack went to pick up the cat's paw lying on the ground, but when he did, he was surprised to see that it wasn't a cat's paw lying there at all, but a woman's hand with a wedding ring on one finger. So Jack wrapped it up in a cloth and set it aside to show the miller in the morning. When the morning came, the miller came right in without knocking, figuring he'd find nothing but another funeral he'd have to pay for. But lo and behold, there was Jack, stretched out before the fire and still snoring away. The miller woke Jack up, and Jack told him what had happened and showed him that hand.
"I know that hand, and I sure know that ring. You come on up to the house, me, and we'll get this sorted out."
So Jack and the miller walked up into the house, where the miller led them right to his wife, who was still lying in bed with the covers pulled up right up to her chin.
"I don't feel so good. I ain't getting up today."
"You show me that hand," said the miller,
and the wife stuck her right hand out from under the covers.
"It's your left hand I want to see."
But the wife said she wouldn't show him her left, so he pulled off the covers, and where her left hand should have been, there was nothing but a bloody stump.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the miller knew that his wife was a witch, and he knew that she was the one who killed all the men he'd hired to work for him. And just then, 11 other women rushed into the room. They were the rest of the witches who knew, like witches do, that their secret was out. And so Jack and the miller rushed out of the house and barred the door and set the house on fire. And pretty soon that house and all those witches were burned up, crackle pop. Well, the miller told Jack it was a lucky thing he had that knife. For, as he said, you can't hurt a witch with a knife unless it's a silver knife. He'd guessed that that wife of his had been mixed up with a passel of witches, and now there's no more of that. So Jack stayed with the miller some time, paid Jack well, and the miller got himself another, younger, prettier wife, who wasn't a witch. Jack made a good living for a time till he reckoned he'd done enough milling and set off again to find something else to do.
That Jack, he is a lucky man. He comes across all kinds of things.
Really?
That's a cute story.
And all he had to do was just go in a place and sleep for the night. That's it.
Exactly.
And folks, that's the old Jack tale about a farmer's wife who happened to be a witch. Another bit of the folklore of this place we call home. Thanks for listening. You can subscribe to the Mountain Lore Podcast at Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Good Pod, Spotify, Stitcher, Audible, iHeartRadio, or on your favorite podcast app. As always, sweet dreams, podcast listeners.